Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. John 6:63. Listen to the word of life with Reverend Steve Mensah of the Charismatic Evangelistic Ministry as he teaches the word of God with simplicity, passion, and understanding.
And now, the Reverend Steve Mensah.
Open heavens for your breakthrough. Sometimes you can be in a big church where the heavens have opened over the church, but you yourself, the heavens may not be open over you. So you need your personal open heavens. And 1 Chronicles 16:26, he said, "For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, is also to be feared above all gods." And then it says, "For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens." The Lord what? Made the heaven. So the heavens were made by God. And in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 14, it says, "Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is the Lord's. Is the Lord thy God. The earth also with all that therein is the Lord." So we understand from scripture that behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is the Lord's. And in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 33 verse 28, it said, "Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon the land of corn and wine. Also his heavens shall drop down dew." His heavens. That means the heavens over above your head shall drop down dew. That word dew in the original meaning means blessings. The dew of heaven, the blessings of heaven. He said, "Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon the land of corn and wine. Also his heavens, his personal heavens, shall drop down." May your heavens drop down dew. Say, "I receive it." So these heavens shall bring you blessings, and the same heavens can also shut on you. So if you look at Leviticus 26:18-19, Leviticus 26:18-19, he said, "And if ye will not yet for all this hearken unto me, then I will punish you 7 times more for your sins." Look at the next verse. "And I will break the pride of your power, and I will make your heaven as iron and your earth as brass." Your heaven becomes iron, and your earth becomes brass. May not your heaven become, because if your heavens are iron and there is no dew falling upon you, it will bring frustrations, it will bring distress, it will bring apathy, it will bring struggling, poverty, affliction. The hedge around you will be broken, you will live in disappointment, and you can easily be disfavored. Because the heavens above your head is closed. There is nothing more painful than for you to live on this earth and knowing that the heavens above your head is closed. Hallelujah. Your heavens is closed. And you'd be surprised that there are people in the church whose heavens are closed. Sometimes your heaven is closed because you are involved in something. You are involved in something that can close your heavens. Hallelujah. Your life can be entangled in something that can close your heavens. And don't fool yourself. Sometimes you can be in the wrong and things may be going well for you. But don't be deceived. You can be in deception. Just like bravo no a bit me rabbi moi. But don't fool yourself. Eventually, that heavens will close above you. Say amen. It may look right. Sometimes you can philosophize your deeds and use human mind to justify your actions. But it can close your heavens. May not your heavens be closed above you, because it will bring you extreme frustrations, untold hardships, disappointment. You see, sometimes, like armed robbers can go on operations and they will succeed, bring the booty and the loot. The fact that they have gone to the operation and have brought booty and loot, shot the wife, raped the whatever, doesn't mean that God is in it. So sometimes something may be successful, but that doesn't mean God is in it. Eventually, something may look well. You can be happy with somebody's husband and the things are going very well. He has buy you a car, you are happy and everything, but it doesn't mean God is in it. Say amen. You can be doing something wrong, but things are breaking through for you. It's just a matter of time. Don't fool yourself. And friends and people around you, your father or even your mother, can be encouraging foolishness. And they can be healing and they can use worldly philosophy to encourage you. If you are sitting there, say, and then say, to err is human. But that doesn't make you right. You who is in it, eventually, the heavens above your head can close. And when the heavens close, the heavens have become iron. And the earth where you must sow and reap becomes brass. That is why sometimes they see somebody who was once upon a time prosperous. But what has happened to him now? He used to. What is now? God is a giver, not a taker. God doesn't give to you and after some time he gets annoyed and takes away from you. No. You may go through battles, temporary setbacks, challenges, and they are different. All of us, before you succeed, there are struggles here and there. Anybody who didn't struggle to make it, watch it. If your prosperity was smooth, when watch it. Even Jesus didn't succeed on earth easily. For him to become successful, he went through struggles, criticisms. They call him the prince of the, even till today, they portray Jesus as homosexual. His girlfriend was Martha. They have made movies out of it. So in life, to be successful, people will slander, scandalize you, but you know yourself. You know who you are. The comments of people should not define you. I know who I am. So all these lies that are being peddled around you, it will not move you, because inwardly, you know you are innocent. And your innocence will speak. It's just a matter of time. And deception will fall. It's just a matter of time. That's what Jesus said. Jesus said, whilst the wheat was growing, tares were going alongside. They told the master, shall we go and uproot the tares? He said, no. Let them both grow together. So sometimes good and bad all grow together. But there will be a time where the wheat shall be separated from the chaff. So you just let all. Maybe you have a friend, a sister, she's breaking through, driving a car, traveling here and there, whatever, if things are happening, why is the mind so working that way? Don't be fooled by somebody who is breaking through. And think that, then think that something, there's something evil about you. There's something evil about you. Your time and your chance is also coming. If right now you are wearing Sunyani hair, wear it like that. Because from there you are going to Brazilian hair. Don't push yourself and get yourself involved in something that will close your heavens. Are you there? So the book of Chronicles, 2 Chronicles chapter 6, he says, I love what he said there. He says, 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 26. When the heaven is shut and there is no rain because they have sinned against thee, yet if they pray towards this place and confess thy name and turn from their sin, when thou dost afflict them, the Bible said, then hear thou from heaven and forgive the sin of thy servant and of thy people Israel. And when thou hast taught them the good way wherein they should walk, and send rain upon thy land, which thou hast given unto thy people for an inheritance. It means that when the heavens close because of something you went and got yourself involved in, and you pray towards this place, the heavens shall be open, and your sins shall be forgiven. But don't lie in the deception. Say amen. And close up the heavens. So we have established the fact that the heavens do bless. And when your heavens is open, oh, it means heaven has taken notice over you. When your heavens are open, it means that you are favored by God. When your heavens are open, it means you have limitless possibilities. When your heavens are open, it means heaven is watching over you and protecting you. May your heavens be open. If there is anybody here whose heaven is shut, we declare your heavens open. Say, I receive it three times. Because you can be in a big church, yet your heavens are closed. And you can be lying in something that has closed your heavens. Wake up from that thing. Your life can go into some corruption somewhere. Come out of it. Say amen. Are you there? And in the book of Luke chapter 3 verse 21, that is my first key towards open heavens. There are a lot of keys towards the fast. The first one, Luke chapter 3. Now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was open. All being baptized, and Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heavens were open. All are doing business, and you also doing the same business and praying, your heavens are open. All are opening saloon, and you also opening a saloon and praying, your heavens are open. All are opening fitting business, computer setup. All are doing the same thing, and you also doing the same thing, but praying, the heavens are open. Prayer opens heavens. So prayerlessness closes your heavens. Your heavens, listen very carefully to this one, please. Don't take it too hard. But it's a spiritual truth. Your hard work does not necessarily open heavens. Otherwise, truck pushers will be blessed by today. Your hard work doesn't open heavens necessarily. It is hard work plus the heavens open. Don't you know people who work very hard, but they don't see anything? Lazy people also don't have open heavens. So it is not him who will it. It's not him who is running, but it is the Lord who decides to show you mercy. So if mercy doesn't come from above, you can struggle. It is but in vain. You cannot leave prayer behind and think you are going to succeed. You have to add prayer to your hard work for open heavens. Jesus was a hard worker, but he would pray. That is why Jesus' ministry didn't suffer no setback, because a great while before the day, he will rise up and pray. And when he comes down and he sees a blind man, he says, open your eyes. When he sees a cripple, rise up and walk. When he sees a dead person, rise up. He was always on top of his ministry because he will always pray for open heavens before he begins his ministry. Businessman, rise up early before the day and give yourself 1 hour prayer. Everybody running around to go and look for contract and business, and you also doing the same thing, but you are praying for open heavens. Don't just get up in the morning, leave the house, the early bird catches the worm, and use all those philosophies. You can be an early bird, but your heavens are closed. No worm. No worm. Look up, you're all over the place. Contact, movement. See this minister. See the minister of this. It is not seeing the minister. It is when your heavens are open. Because when your heavens are open, favor accompanies you. When you have risen up at 3 a.m. in the morning and pray till 4 a.m., then you start getting ready. By the time you come out of your house, favor goes ahead of you. The Lord orders your steps. Are you there? So, but it is not automatic that because you are a hard worker, some people are spending hours trying to strategize, whatever, and you have left prayer behind. You don't pray. Your prayer is the one in your daily guide. How can the prayer in your daily guide be your prayer? How many lines are those prayers? It is no prayer. You are in the kingdom for 5 years. You can't pray for 30 minutes. You have a problem. 5 years since you became born again. When you pray 10 minutes, you are tired. You can't stand long prayers. You can't pray for long. You can't come to congregational prayers. You are always hiding behind prayer books and munitions. At your level. Nope. Leave the prayer books for new converts. And you... Everybody gets it married, and you also married and praying, the heavens will open over your marriage. Otherwise, something will close down your marriage. Somebody came to you and said, Reverend, I love my wife, but I don't know what to do again. I said, what is it? He said, I love my wife. I said, yeah, I've heard it, but what's wrong? I love my wife. He said, something has attacked my marriage. I said, something is attacking everybody's marriage. But you must pray that thing out. Something is attacking everybody's marriage. The marriage in Buckingham Palace, the marriage in the ghetto, the marriage in the church, the marriage outside the church is all being attacked. But you also marry and pray. And pray. Changes everything. The love in your husband can be evaporated. He said, Reverend, I am sharing my wife with so many people. He said, really? I said, pray them out. The thing is a spiritual warfare. One lady come and say, "Me kunu nu ohu." They say, "Nyami hunu ohu." I said, "Then I want ohu." Reverend, me who say my husband is sinking, but me can ofi me. Me who say or sinking or sinking. I say, "Ma unpa bumunye de." Because something has covered his eyes. It will take prayer to remove the scale. Can shake anything you want to shake. You can dress anyone you want to dress. It will not move the man. He's blind. A spiritual blanket has covered him. He can't see anything. So you have to be. This is not prayer book. Somebody is using hips to take your husband. Hips. You haven't got hips. Somebody has. And you are there complaining, shouting. Sometimes when there is a turbulence in your marriage, he said, and if you can pray towards this place, heaven will open, wisdom will be displayed, strategies, weapons will be delivered to you. You will be given heavenly weapons as to how to tackle this crisis. When you are praying, God will ask you, God will say, God will tell you that, prepare this food. Pray 1 hour over the food and serve it. By the time he finishes eating, the scales over his eyes will just fall off. Oh, am I in church? I'm going somewhere. But people are not praying. People are not praying, but complaining and sharing your problems with everybody. You become a laughing stock. People now envy you already. You have brought your problem here. They will mock at you. They won't be all they call. Say amen. Look at the next verse. The next verse. Luke 3. And the Holy... When, you see? And when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and prayed, the heavens was opened. Look at the next verse. And the Holy Ghost descended in the bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, thou art my beloved son. In thee I am well pleased. And the voice came from, not society, not from people, but a voice came from heaven. Hear from heaven. Heaven's commendation is the real commendation. Not commendation from men. And a voice came from heaven. And said, you are my beloved son. In thee, I am well pleased. Not best worker award. Not what society say about you. Not what people applaud you for. Oh, she's a very good woman. Oh, very good man. Oh, no good joke. People sometimes can pretend. Look, the most brutal serial killers in the U.S., they are very calm. Hello. Good morning. Oh, yes. Brutal serial killers. If you see them, killing doesn't smell on them. They work well. They are in the company. They are computer wizard. They are everything. They are very clean. Where their men shoot me, well, they are serial killers. So appearance can be deceptive. Hear from heaven. The Holy Ghost spoke and said, you are my beloved son. May the Lord call you his beloved daughter. Sometimes you must ask God, Father, what is your opinion about me? Who am I? Because sometimes you can be deceiving yourself. Oh, just stay easy. Correct. And a guy, no joke. Boy, no joke. You see some parents, when a boy wants to come and marry their daughter, when the boy appears there, hello, yes sir, sit down, yes sir, you see the boy running errands in the house, running errands, something they haven't asked him to do, oh ma, all he's doing is to win favor from the parents, but is that who you really are? Are you Oma, Opa? Sometimes when people come around you, yes, Pastor. Yes, Pastor. Oh, yes, Daddy. It doesn't move me. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. Sometimes when we are coming to work, you see our cleaners. Some of our cleaners, you will be lying down. They will sit on our chair, cross their legs. You see them joking here. And as soon as we appear here, they'll get up.
Till I'm sleeping. Pastor, we love you. Pastor, we love you. Pastor, we love you. That's not the way you are. You were sitting on my chair, speaking nonsense to another person here. As soon as I did, oh yes, sir. Oh yes, sir. Oh, correct, sir. I love your message. Last week, the message was very powerful, sir. The message was very powerful, sir. People pretend. And you can wow yourself with all this commendation. But what does heaven say about you? When they lay you in state here and we are reading tribute, we will not read bad things about you. Oh, no joke. Oh, he's affectionately called Junior Jesus. Very humble, very kind, very this. But heaven has the true record of who you are. So Jesus said, what is highly esteemed among men can be an abomination unto the Lord. Jesus, when he came, did not commit himself to man because he knew what was in the heart of man. For the heavens opened and the voice came from heaven and said, you are my beloved son. In thee I am well pleased. Are you there? Yeah. You are my beloved daughter. You are my beloved son. And when heaven, you see, that is why, listen to me very carefully, my sisters and brothers, work to please God, not to please man. Do your work to be commended by God and not man. Man will never be satisfied. Man will just throw you away. But God, when he is impressed with you, you will never struggle. He will favor your cause anywhere you go. Your actions, your activities, your giving, your sacrifice must be unto the Lord. Not unto man. I don't need to appear in my department or do something for commendation by the pastor or to be seen by men. I don't want to do eye service. I don't want to prove anything to anybody for people to see how good I am. Yesterday I was listening to a pastor's birthday, and then all kinds of messages were coming from all over the world to wish this person's happy birthday. Not one person said one negative thing about this man of God. Does it mean that you are a saint? No, not nobody wants to. We are. Oh, he's such a good man. The whole church will come. Rah, rah. Then another person. Well, I'm calling from New Zealand, and I'm. Rah, 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 rah. Then another person. I'm coming from here, and I told myself, I don't want such a thing. The Bible said, beware if all men speak well of you. You can set a stage where you will now glorify yourself in the commendation of men. Such a way that nobody can tell you what you are doing wrong. There's nothing wrong with you, but the fact is that if all your life you are thriving on people's commendation, you end up in the presence of God and say, I never knew you. Depart from me. Because you were living in deception. Deception. You were in the wrong. And you were living your life in deception. See, man. And there are people who are in the wrong, but still things are breaking through for them. So to you, it's okay. It's not okay. I pray that the Lord will open the heavens for you to hear his voice. Oh, am I in church? I've gone somewhere. They say, man, I can't be born in me. Yeah, because we are all prone to that. Me, as I'm standing here, people hardly come to me and say bad things about me in my face. People don't say, oh, Pastor, we love you. Pastor, we love you. And the love is with mouth. If you love me, you have to show the love well. When I'm loving people, I love them indeed. by giving, helping. That's love. Not only in words. Love, express the love. So people, in case if your husband wakes up in the morning, they say, honey, you are so beautiful. You are so lovely. Oh, lovely. Oh, nice. I like everything. Lovely. Every day. You are lovely. Every day, lovely. You say, hey, love don't go to market. If you love your wife, if you love your husband, you will express it in different ways. Now, the love is not to be empty. The love must be backed with gifts, appreciation. That's love. Not only with words. When you are dating somebody, you are going with the person, oh, I love you so much. I love you so much. And then when you go for a dinner, then the girl is paying. Then the girl is doing this. Then the girl is paying. Even your phone card, the girl is paying. Say, hey. Catch it. You can't just be loving me with your mouth. You have to love, express it by paying bills. Say amen. If at the end of the year you want to, if you want to love Pastor Stanley at the end of the year, don't go, Pastor Stanley, we love you. We love the worship. Oh, when I hear the worship, something is doing me, something is doing me. No, love him well. Bring a parcel. Bring a hamper. Express your love. Just by the way, say amen. Hallelujah. The heavens opened and a voice spoke. You are my beloved son. In thee I am well pleased. You must hear it for yourself. That is the right commendation. You are my beloved son. Say amen. Secondly, your prayer must be backed with a vow. A vow. First Samuel chapter 1, reading from verse 9, it says, so Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon the seat by the post of the temple. And the Bible said, and she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. Look at the next verse. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou will indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid and remember me and not forget thy handmaid, but I will give unto thy handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. When she added a vow, then the heavens opened. Sometimes you are praying, make a vow, add a vow to it, and the Lord moved the priest. The priest came into the temple, saw Hannah praying, and said, woman, why are you behaving like a drunken woman? He said, I'm not drunk. Out of the abundance of my pain have I poured out my soul. He said, go, the Lord can hear the desires of your heart. And the Bible said, and when she went home that night, the Lord remembered her, opened her womb, and she became pregnant, gave birth to a beautiful baby boy, and called him Samuel. After a time, she took the boy and came to the temple and said, I was the woman who stood here, 1 Samuel 1:26, who was believing God for a child. Now I have come to pay my vow. The moment she paid her vow, the heavens open again. Are you there? The heavens open again. And she had 3 more sons and 2 more daughters. It means that, you see, you can vow with your time, vow with your life, vow with your ministry, vow with money, everything. When you make a vow unto God, the vow comes to God. It's not unto man. And when you honor your vows, it opens the heavens for you. There are people who stood here after school of ministry, stood here with a certificate, lifted their right hand, I'll be an intercessor, I'll join a department, and they have left the ministry. They have left the choir. They have not honored their vows.
And because you have not honored your vow, that is why sometimes you are struggling. Because you haven't paid that which you have vowed. Jonah said, I will pay that which I have vowed. For salvation is of the Lord. And the fish vomited Jonah. Said, go and pay the vow. Because you vowed to speak God's word. And now you are running away from it. And he went to Nineveh. After he said, I will pay that which I have vowed. Do you think it was easy for Hannah to bring the child to the temple? Because Hannah had a beautiful boy. This was a beautiful boy. She could have said, Lord, can we negotiate? Can I have another child? Then I'll bring that one. This one is so important to me. No. She took the child, took everything, brought the child, only that which she had. She brought, and once she dropped the child and handed over the child to the prophet, and the prophet collected the child and stretched forth his hand and said, may the Lord bless thee for that which you have given unto him. The heavens opened. Oh, are you there? So prayer, number one. The man at midnight who went to knock persistently, when Elijah was on the Mount Carmel and prayed until whatever, after the prayer and all that, you see that prayer opens the door. Acts chapter 12, when the disciples were, when Peter was arrested, the church prayed and the heavens were opened and an angel descended. So sometimes your prayer alone can bring down your, the heavens can open and bring down the answer. But sometimes when it is protracted and it's long, then you vow with the prayer. Lord, I'm looking for a job. For the past 6 months, I have been looking for a job. If you give me a job, I will serve you, number one. I will bring you my first pay. Then the Lord heard you and opened the door and you got the job. Now, because of the job, you don't come to meet this, we don't see you again. You are consumed with your job. You have left the ministry. You are consumed with the job. You have left the ministry. You can't come to Reza. You can't come to meetings. Now, you take pleasure in working than coming to your meetings. Even when there is no work, you force yourself and be working. Even when it is time for you to close, you will find yourself a work. You find other jobs. You are chatting with your colleagues at the office. Quack, 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 laughing. Meanwhile, it's time for you to close. So you come home at 8 p.m., 9 p.m. You go to work at 5 a.m. and come home at 9 p.m. 3 hours are used for chat. Whatever you are on, whatever, chatting, moving, going to eat, snacks, nothing, walking around, and there is prayer meeting, there is rehearsal, there is something, intercessory meeting. You will not be there. You are wearing a nice bank dress, chatting with friends, when you vow that you will serve God. The work has taken over your ministry. Shame on you. That God opened the door for you to wear a nice dress. Yeah, we just cross from where the work is so much. So you have added more work to your work. You are impressing bosses to show that you are hard working. This girl here, Oyejumaba, I think there's promotion. And you are chatting with bosses in the office. I want tea. Then you go and give tea. And then you are chatting. Hey, so where do you come from? So where's your mother? So are you married? So when are you getting married? Where's your baby? These are useless chats. You are doing by force over time. Useless conversations. Your rehearsal, your ministry, your department, Sunday school. All the vow you made, you were here crying. Lord. Then they open the door for you. Here you are. You come to church late. You don't come early. You don't come to fasting. You don't come to prayer. You are always coming home late. Then the heavens may shut. They can easily fire you from the office. Am I in church? I've gone, so I say what I'm saying. You know? When you needed the job, you were on your knees. Now that you have gotten a job, you had, when you come, even the humility to be on your knees, that humility is no more there. I just crossed from work home. I'm so tired. Reverend Steve, prayer meeting in Tankakra, because some of us have to go to work the following day.
Young pun in them. Because some of you, except the Lord wake you up, you can't wake up from that bed. Pay that which you have vowed. You needed a job. You say, Lord, if you give me this job, I will serve you. I will honor you. I will minister for you. Then the job opportunity came. Brother, you don't choose ministry over your work. You work, you give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. And you give to God what belongs to God. 5 o'clock, you are closed. If there is no important work to be doing, you have a prayer meeting. You pick your bag, go to prayer meeting. You don't hang around with girls who don't have anything to do. Just talk about people's husband and chase people's husband. You don't hang around and then you are looking at the list who you are going to dupe the following day. Who you are going to office, then you are gunning to go and chop the man's money. Is that what you have joined now? Is that what you have joined? Oh, am I in church or you prayed, the Lord will be the heavens. You must be conscious of your ministry. When it is 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock and there is nothing important for you to do and your boss have not assigned anywhere, close that shop or that office and be in the house of God, be at the intercessors meeting, be at whatever Sunday school and be doing your ministry as you vowed. Fulfill your ministry and by so doing, I guarantee you the heavens will open. The heavens will open. There are days, for example, we're going to have a 14-day fasting, and the whole week, some people will not appear here. The whole week, some people will not appear here. Because they are busy chasing money. But I guarantee you, if you can come and be praying congregational prayers, praying for open heavens, there are some contracts you don't have to chase. The contract itself will come and look for you. Don't play with your time with God. It is what will open your heavens. Don't be sitting somewhere. We are just hanging around and we are having a drink. When there is fasting, when there is prayer, you are having a drink. These things are Oguji part 1, part 2. I have the part 3 and 4. I want to finish it. You want to finish Oguji part 3 and 4? Please, you can watch your patria for any time, but give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar and give to God what belongs to God. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 4. If thou vowest a vow, look at it. If thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Is it money? Is it time? Is it your life? Is it ministry? What you have said with your mouth? Pay that which you have vowed. Even if it's 10 years, some people are owing God here. You vow, you haven't paid. Pay! Pay! Pay that which you have vowed. You stood here, took an envelope, you threw the envelope away. The Bible said that the Lord has no pleasure in fools. The word of God. Numbers 30:20. Is it 30? Numbers 32. If a man vow a vow unto the Lord, or swear an oath to bind his soul with a bond, he shall not break his word. He shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceeded out of his mouth. He shall not break his word. Have you broken your word? Have you made a vow in this house? Have you taken an envelope? Did you vow with your time to serve God, to be protocol, to be Sunday school? Did you say something to God? Have you honored it? You shall not break your word. The last scripture, Deuteronomy 23 verse 21. Thank you guys. When thou shalt vow a vow unto the Lord thy God, thou shalt not slack, if you don't drag your feet
to pay it. For the Lord thy God will surely require it of thee, and it will be seen in thee. The Lord thy God will surely require it of thee. Oh, I don't have a lot of friends when I'm preaching these kind of things. But I'm okay. When thou shalt vow a vow, not unto reverence thee, not unto reverence thy, not unto thee, but unto the Lord, thou shalt not slack. Don't drag your feet. Don't come here. But Ashimolowo came here. He made a lot of pledges. Plenty people came into the envelope. Thousands. Where are they? They slack, threw the envelope away, forgot. The Lord thy God will surely require it of thee. You love me. The Bible says, it shall be a sin in thee. It means that when you do not honor your vows, you have sinned against God. That's what it means. Lord, I'll serve you. Lord, I'll join the intercessors. Lord, I'll be a Sunday school teacher. I'll join protocol. Whatever I do, then you join it. After some time, then you left it. You left it. Sat in church. You offended. You're not happy. I went there. Whatever. I don't know what's going on there. I've left them. My job. My work. You've left it. How will the heavens open unto you? I pray that during this season of fasting and prayer, as we start from the 1st to the 14th, you will honor your vows, you pray towards heaven, and the heavens shall open upon thee. God bless you. I love you all.
We invite you to worship with us this and every Sunday at the Charismatic Evangelistic Ministry, Rehoboth Temple, North Legon. Our first service begins at 7 to 9:30 a.m. and second service 9:30 to 11 a.m. Our midweek teaching service every Wednesday 6 to 8 p.m. Prophetic Encounter, Thursdays 9 to 12 noon. Hours of Prayer, every Friday 6 to 8 p.m.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055, +233 26 767 6055, or send an email to info@godswordforus.com.